Helping people die is a multi-billion dollar industry. For-profit hospices are growing more common and now make up two-thirds of all hospice organizations in the U.S. Here at KNKX, we've been connecting to Port Angeles, where you can still find a nonprofit hospice that doesn't charge patients or their insurance a penny. The reason that hospice exists is because of a nurse named Rose Crum, who is now 92 years old. 88.5's Will James met with her to look back on a career in which she's helped hundreds of her neighbors in Port Angeles live out their last days.
Rose Crum ended up in Port Angeles the way a lot of people do, by accident. She and her husband, Red, were on their way to start a new life in California when, you know, that thing happened.
We stopped to visit, and we never left.
That was 70 years ago. Rose was a nurse from Minnesota. Red had just gotten out of the military, serving in the South Pacific. Rose got a job at a hospital in town, and then in the late 70s, found herself at a nursing convention in Seattle. Part of the program was about this new thing called hospice, starting up back east, and it struck a chord with Rose. Almost 20 years earlier, she had cared for her father before he died. And that experience never left her, simply because they had talked about the fact that he was dying.
I was a nurse at that time, but I had never talked to any of my patients about their dying, and I had a lot of them die.
Rose decided to bring hospice back home to Port Angeles. At first, it was just her and another nurse volunteering their time. They faced resistance, especially from within the medical community, which viewed death as a failure or something to be ignored.
Many of the older doctors were very much against it. They called us the death squad. I said, we'll kill them with kindness. And we won the medical community over. But it was a slow process.
In those early days, Rose ran the hospice out of her house. She enlisted her kids to help move beds in and out of patients' homes. She still remembers her first patient. Rose had helped the woman give birth years earlier. She also remembers her first $50 donation. It came from a funeral home in town. That's where it all grew from.
When I think back on it now, there are parts of it that almost seem like a miracle because the odds were all against us, really.
Rose kept her notes on her patients on these little recipe cards. This aversion to paperwork is a theme of her career. It's the reason she fought to have her hospice remain independent when there was a push to have all hospices in the state licensed by Medicare. She didn't want the bureaucracy of having to bill Medicare or insurance or anyone for her services. She just wanted everything to stay free. And that's what she ended up arguing before state lawmakers.
I thought, here I am, a utility kitchen type of person, and I'm in Olympia testifying before these committees and fighting for the right to be an independent, free community hospice.
Rose won. To this day, the Volunteer Hospice of Clallam County remains one of the few unlicensed hospices in the country. It's a big reason why Betty Wood, who manages patient care for the hospice, wanted to work there.
Many times people will still call and make sure, are you Rose's hospice? So yes, it's that reputation of a group of people that want to assist someone and their family, but not tell them what to do.
Rose retired when she was in her 80s. The hospice she founded now has 12 paid employees, dozens of volunteers, and takes care of more than 120 patients at a time. And that idea that families should be at the center of caring for a loved one who's dying, that's one of Rose's legacies.
We wanted the families to be in control of their situation, so they would have that feeling of independence, and we would be just propping them up. There's a certain amount of healing in caring for someone because you've given all, your all, and it helps with the grieving.
Rose knows from experience. One of the hospice's early patients was her husband, Red. Rose says when he was dying of leukemia, he acted as if he had absorbed every word she ever said about hospice.
He died what I called the perfect death, if any death is perfect.
Red spent time alone with each of their 9 children before he died. For Rose, decades of meeting her neighbors at the most vulnerable point in their lives provided a model for how to live and, yes, how to die. But it's the example her husband left her that stands above them all.
He said as he was dying, "I'm not afraid. I've had a good life. I have no regrets." You can't beat that.
That's the thing. When Rose talks about Red's death, she sounds sad, but also kind of impressed.
Now, if I can die as well as he died, I'll be very happy. But I'll go out screaming and kicking and...
At the very least, she's not afraid to talk about it. Will James, 88.5 News.